Unit 18, Trouble in the Art World. John was an art connoisseur. And so he found a job in the art world. His job was to figure out whether a painting a client possessed was authentic or a fake. However, not everyone had a genuine Picasso or that of a Rembrandt, nor did they care if their paintings were the real thing. Most people just wanted authenticable certificates so they could sell their art for higher prices. Connoisseurs were often bribed to claim a fake piece of art was indeed real, but Josh was an honest man and he attempted to eradicate. Eradicate. The corruption in the art world. When he told his thoughts to his other colleagues, they derided. Derided his efforts as childish. Josh was usually callous. Callous to insults, but they mocked him severely. He suffered distress. Distress from derision. Derision for a few months. One night while trudging home, feeling lonely and let down, he had a fortuitous meeting with his high school friend. His friend Nora was a journalist, and she offered him help. His plan to deal with corruption dovetailed nicely with hers. Within a few days, an article disclosed the black money deals concerning the authenticity of paintings. It caused a morass of confusion. There was a deluge of criticism from the clients and buyers. Some choleric VIPs threatened to stop the investment. While his colleagues were busy denying the charges, Josh gave a plausible solution to the situation. His plan was accepted and the corruption matter was mitigated. After succeeding his plan, Josh quit his job and led a tranquil life in the country.